thank you so much for joining us. You're listening to Issues in Focus. My name is Todd Christopher, Public Affairs Director for WRVM. Well, Calvary Baptist Church in Rhinelander is holding a wheelchair drive tomorrow. That is Saturday, November 1st. That's from 9 a.m. until noon. Now, the event is in partnership with a ministry headed up by Johnny Erickson Tada, Johnny and Friends, called Wheels for the World. Now, more details on this event, of course, are always available at our community calendar at WRVM.org. But joining us today is Pastor Rod Ankrum. He's from Calvary Baptist Church in Rhinelander to tell us more about Wheels for the World and that event on Saturday. Pastor Ankrum, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
So let's begin with your affiliation with Wheels for the World. What are they all about and how your church got involved?
Well, Wheels for the World is a simple ministry on its face, because what it does is collect old, used wheelchairs that people are no longer using, and then refurbishes those wheelchairs, and then gets them into developing nations where they're given away to people in the name of Jesus. Mm. And they share the gospel with them, and many times people just say yes to Jesus. You show love to a disabled person in my family, you show love to the whole family. Mm. And so it just is changing lives. It gives them dignity and respect. This treats them like human beings, the valuable creatures that God made them to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Such a unique and beautiful ministry, really. So the event, again, is tomorrow. It's from 9 a.m. until noon. But you've been inviting people all this week to drop off their used wheelchairs. So it's not so much an event as it is basically a drop-off location for those wheelchairs, right?
Yeah, and so people can drop them off anytime right now. I mean, this week between 9 and 2 and then 9 to 12 on Saturday. And if they can't make those times, that's perfectly understandable. Just give us a call at the church. That number is 715-362-4792. And if they call us, we can make arrangements for that wheelchair to be part of the drive this year. And just a quick reminder, as we do collect them all year long. And so if this happens 2 months or 3 months from now, and suddenly you are in the possession of a wheelchair that you don't know what to do with, you say, I'd like to use it to do something great and glorify God through it, what would that be? Just go ahead and give us a call then, and we'll take it, we'll store it, and next year's drive will be sent out.
Fantastic. And of course, we'll have all those details too on our website. As I mentioned, that's our community calendar. That's at WRVM.org. Now, it's not just wheelchairs. This is the wonderful thing about this ministry. They are accepting not only wheelchairs, but other items as well. Can you give us details on that?
Well, we accept walkers, rollators, that's sort of like walkers with wheels and things on them.
Right.
Even crutches and canes, as long as they're metal. We don't accept anything electric or wooden, but even wheelchair parts. So if you've got just some feet of a wheelchair, or maybe just a wheelchair wheel.
That works too, yeah.
Like that. We'll take the parts even, because they'll use those then as they refurbish them.
Yeah.
And the fun thing about the refurbishing is it takes place in prisons across the United States. Mm. And so they take these wheelchairs, we'll take them into these prisons, they will refurbish them, bring them back up to specs, polish them, make them like they're brand new. Put new seats on if they need to. Sometimes people will ask me, is this really in good enough shape or something? And it's like, yeah. It always is in good enough shape, because really, if it's nothing but just wheels, they'll use those for other wheelchairs and repair them.
Yeah.
So it really doesn't matter what shape it's in. It can be looking pretty tough, and we'll still take it because they are going to make it look like new.
Yeah, and I know you and I had talked earlier about really here's the crux of the whole thing, the grand finale of this whole thing. This is an amazing outreach and a way to evangelize and get the gospel out of Jesus Christ in a very unique way, because you're not only giving these prisoners that opportunity, to take care of these wheelchairs, but it's an opportunity to really bless them and to give them the gospel in a very unique way.
Well, it's kind of a double rehab, because they're going to rehab the wheelchairs as they themselves are rehabilitated.
Mm.
And then those wheelchairs go on, and this is like the big reveal. You've seen the TV shows before when there's the big reveal, they step behind a curtain and, they weigh 300 pounds and now they, are more of a normal
weight. Right.
Everybody in the family cheers and cries. Well, they do the same kind of thing with, as I understand it, with the wheelchairs.
Mm.
They take people behind sort of a makeshift curtain. They fit them. They have physical therapists. They have people who are going to fit them for this wheelchair.
Mm.
And then they wheeled them out from behind that curtain with a perfectly fitted wheelchair that looks, like I said, brand new.
Yeah.
And it just is an overjoying time. Just people are filled with joy so they can see that transformation take place.
Right. We've been talking with Pastor Rod Ankeren from Calvary Baptist Church in Rhinelander, a drop-off location this week for Wheels for the World. You had mentioned the phone number. Is there a way that people can call you, contact you, if they have any questions?
The best way is to call the church is 715-362-4792, and if no one's there, just leave a message. We'll get at it just as quickly as we can.
Well, Pastor Ankeren, thank you so much for your time today. It's been wonderful chatting with you about this ministry, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, my name is Todd Christopher, and you've been listening to Issues in Focus, issues that matter to you.